Is this thing on?
This thing on?
You're listening to WFDU 89.1 FM Gospel Jazzations with my brother Tony Smith. This is Reggie Young, out.
G'day, Westcat!
From down under.
You are listening to
Gospel Jazzations
with Tony Smith
on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Y'all moving from side to side.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU. Yeah.
Oh!
It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
When Don Corey sleep
on WFDU.
Hey! It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do on WFDU?
Yeah. It's the 3 o'clock hour. Yeah.
So what you gonna do on WFDU?
Here we go, here we go.
WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. Yeah. So what you gonna do
on WFDU?
Woo yeah. It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do
on WFDU? It's the 3 o'clock hour.
So
what you gonna do on WFDU?
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
So what you gonna do on WFDU?
Here we go.
WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1 FM. WFDU 89.1.
Last time.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
Philly style.
So what you gonna do on WFDU? It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do on WFDU? WFDU.
You gotta get your power on that, brother.
Wow.
And I have my eyes closed. We aren't even looking at each other. See how we flow?
That's the way we flow, y'all. It's WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Woo-wee. Oh, man. That was nice, man.
We don't need these microphones.
We don't need these microphones. We don't need these rings.
We ain't got Don Corey.
Where is Don Corey?
He ain't call in, right?
No, he didn't. I thought he would call in.
Uh-huh.
But that brother's sleeping, enjoying the cool side of the pillow.
See how they do? See how he do us? See how he do us? You know what? He's going to get a chance to redeem himself. Because JP is filling in for the Liz Black Show.
Go ahead, boy. Gospel Grooves. Okay.
Gospel Grooves. All right. From 1:15, 6 a.m. Monday morning going into Tuesday morning. Holding it down for Liz Black. Gospel Grooves.
Go ahead,
JP will be in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you feel like you want to come up here and join me, this is just going to be a pre-segue of leading into Gospel Jazzations.
There you go.
With the three amigos.
There you go. Could okay. be two, you know, depends.
Actually, it's only two and a half right now. Yeah, two and a half. We can't count Don as a whole right now.
You just never know. You never know. But anyway, 3:06 in the a.m., I want to get my Aunt Gwen on the phone real quick.
Yes.
You know, she's calling in from Augusta, GA. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good, good. I know you're getting ready to turn in.
Yeah.
But I know you enjoyed that interview with Brother Wes Morgan.
I did.
Good, good, good. You're just being real, man. I'm telling you.
It was something that was needed to be said because everybody thinks that we live above everybody else and we've never experienced anything as Christians. And we don't know. When we say, God, reach way down and pick me up, you know, we literally mean that.
Right.
That he reached way down. Because we were, most of us was wretches undone. Because we had to say, I am at my worst.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing else that I can do about my situation. And if God don't come through for me, then I don't know what's going to happen. I'm lost. And when you get to that point that you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of your mess, that's the only time that God can step in and help us to elevate and put ourselves in a different place. But until we admit that this is where we were, and they see us now and they think we've never been there.
See, I
knew you took a little vacation. You know, you've been to Miami. You've been to the conference, Las Vegas.
Right.
You know, but I knew the campgrounds was opening back up. I knew it. I felt it in my spirit. I saw the armor bearers. I understand. But you're so right. When will it get to the point where you really tell the truth about experiences that you have faced? Because there's no way I would be working on a project if I didn't went through nothing.
Absolutely.
Trust me, it would be no need. Because it's like, I know plenty of musicians and plenty of singers, but they're not doing anything. So I'm like, you know, I have to do something to talk about what God has brought me from, because I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Hold on. And being in a church atmosphere. And that's what people fail to realize.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a church atmosphere, it can be frustrating. That doesn't mean that, you know, that you don't do the praise and worship, you don't love God, you don't know how to worship God. But it gets to the point where you get frustrated with your own circumstances, and nobody knows
absolutely
the struggle that you're going through until God has to bring you out.
That's right.
I'd rather tell the truth than to sit in church and be phony.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because people tell me, well, you talk too much truth, JP. I said, well, to know me is to love me. I'm going to speak the truth, whether it hurts, even if it hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the main point. If the truth can hurt me, it definitely got to hurt you.
But it's not going to be effective. It's not going to turn us around until we admit it.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's where I'm at, Aunt Gwen.
When we were in the world, whatever we did, we were big and bold about it.
Yes.
Well, God wants us to bring that same boldness to him. Be real for him, just as real
God
as you were in the world.
Bush.
See? Come on, Gwen.
I got some property you can put a tent on. People sure would come. And it's funny that you say that, because Sunshine called back. Sunshine, Sister Sunshine was speaking to me,
uh-huh,
and she was with one of her fellow ministers, and they were just having a discussion how God told her to pour something into him. The conversation landed outside on her backyard. People were coming out of their homes. They had church in her backyard.
Right.
And the people asked her, when are you doing this again?
Mm.
You know, people are hurting.
Yes.
And all they want is for someone to care, somebody who's real,
mm-hmm,
to be there and to listen and to help them pray through whatever it is, instead of looking down or talking down to them,
right,
or telling them what they need to do. They want us to help them through.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
But you know what? You know what? Another thing, Aunt Gwen, church folk and certain church leaders, and I don't care, I'm probably going to get phone calls about this, have to be real.
Have to be.
You can't hide behind that pulpit and think everything is all gravy.
That is true. Yeah. And that's where it has to come first. You know, and it all starts from the top.
Right, right.
That's what my father used to tell me.
And that's why I have to commend Brother Wes Morgan, Minister Wes Morgan, man, because he's being real with that. And he's not ashamed to tell his testimony. But Gwen, 15 years being strung out.
15 years.
You know how long 15 years
is?
Hold on. His father pastor of the church.
Right.
Mother, co-pastor, uh-huh. and musician.
Right.
That's the covering right there. And yes. still, you see where I'm going? Lost for 15 years?
15 years.
And had the Ark of Covenant over him?
But you know what? Satan does not care. The devil does not care. He has no respect of person.
Right.
And what he wants to do is to make God look bad by messing with his people.
That's right.
That's what he's trying to do is show him up.
Mm-hmm.
So all he had to do was keep messing and messing, but God has the victory.
Yes, yep. he does.
God is always going to be greater, because greater is he that is in you than is he that is in the world.
Okay.
So all you have to do is pray, and God says, right now does not mean it's not going to happen just because I haven't given it to you now.
You just
because
ain't ready yet.
That's right. You're not ready for it, because one day is like 1,000 years with him.
Right.
So you say, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting on delivery. Lord, when is going to happen? He said, not yet.
Right.
Not yet.
Well, we're bringing you down to Nashville with us when we go to see Pastor Wes Morgan. We're taking you with us, Gwen.
I love that. When are we going? Are we going to the Dove Award? Tell me, are we going to the Dove Award?
See. Just to piggyback on what you said about not being ready yet, I can't get you to the next level until you understand this process
yes.
that you have to go through
yes.
first. So once you understand and pretty much absorb that in, and you understand where you need to go, now I can take
now,
you out of that position
right,
and say,
exactly.
you know what? You graduate to the next level.
Exactly.
See, y'all having church already. Well, it's the hour. It's the 3 o'clock hour. It's the ministering hour, right, GP?
Now, Aunt Gwen, I remember back in the days when I was growing up, you know, preachers used to tag team.
Yeah. They're still doing it now.
Yes.
They are doing it now.
I only know a few. That's only a few.
Because you know what? You get an inspiration when somebody says, I want to piggyback on that. Oh, they said something that sparked my spirit.
That's right.
So I got to talk about that one a
right.
little bit.
That's
double,
right.
That's a double portion.
That's right. And to me, that's the real anointing, because you know what? Real anointing is going to be true.
Yes.
Yes,
and people can see it and feel it.
And it's validated. What
That's
someone
right.
says it just keeps coming. It's
right.
just pouring out. The pouring out of his spirit.
Yes, indeed, Gwen. Oh, thank you, girl. Thank you. Thank you.
When we are doing our
tent revival.
Our tent revival. Because we can take this national.
That's right. You name it.
Oh, my goodness. But, Gwen, I just want to know how everything went this week. I know the Masters were taking place right in your backyard
yes,
there.
Yes, it was. Right down on Washington Road.
Did they shut the place down, Gwen?
They did. You know what? And you know when you get out in it, you're going to have to, instead of going from point A to point B, mm-hmm. it's going to take you like an hour to go two blocks.
Wow.
But you know that.
Yes, yes.
You know that. So, mm-hmm. and you know what? It's all right, because let me tell you what they told us last year. The hotel profits alone, $12 million.
What?
For the Masters Week. The hotel profit alone. So you think I care that I'm waiting a little bit? Because this is revenue for our city.
Right,
wait,
right.
I say unto the Lord.
So it's amazing. And then don't mention the food and the parking
right.
and everything else that goes along with it.
Right.
And, you know, today I went out. I didn't go out Monday because I went straight to work. But today I went out a little bit. I saw white vans. It was like a white van sale. They had white vans all over the city because they use those vans for transporting.
Right, right.
They have so many patrons here. And we go all out because we're not going to say they come in here and clog up our city. No, they don't. They don't clog up our city.
No, no.
They come here and leave revenue here
revenue.
In our
there
city.
There you go. That's right. That's what it's about, y'all.
Absolutely.
And people rent out their houses.
They
for
rent
their
houses and they go on vacation.
And they go on vacation. They can pay their mortgage for the year.
For the year. Absolutely.
What they charge it for parking in the garage and the driveways, the whole nine yards. You can make yourself a killing out there.
That's $10 called, a car parking in the yard park? Oh, my grass.
That's called real sense. Not common sense. That's real sense. Aunt Gwen.
Yes.
Sunshine.
Sister Sunshine.
She sent us a text.
It is past the plate. I got a 10 spot for the offering. Yeah, we don't do change, just paper.
Tell For God is good.
Yes, that's right,
God
Gwen.
Is good all the time.
All the time. Gwen, shout out to church, girl.
The House of God, Church of God in Christ,
mm-hmm.
Bishop Mark Walden is my bishop and my pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's Kojic, and we're in the Northern Georgia Second Jurisdiction.
There you go. There
That's
you
the
go.
Big district, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are the youngest now. We're only 13 years old.
Okay. No matter.
And we came out of Northern Georgia. But God has blessed us. We have 48 churches.
Mm.
I sent you the biggest.
Yes. Absolutely. And growing.
And growing.
And growing.
And growing.
I ain't mad at you.
My youth group that I have that Tony manages our website with, he's our webmaster. We had over 800 kids for our Youth Day event.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And Tony was blessed us last year to come.
That's right, Gwen.
And he actually, because he's been doing this. Tony, how long have you been helping us? About 6 years.
About 6 years, 5 or 6 years now, helping y'all out.
Mm-hmm. With the web, someone had said they were going to help me do a website. And they kept saying they were going to do it and going to do it. And I knew Tony was busy. He didn't have time. But you know what? Tony did what they couldn't do in 3 months. He did it in one day.
Liar,
and
liar,
since then, he's just been doing it. He's just been and from long distance. So here in Augusta, I send him what he needs. He put it on the web. I says, Tony, this is our theme this year. He says, okay, what do you want to do? It? I wanted to jump. I wanted to have flags. I wanted to do whatever. He said, you got it. Okay. And every year, he changes our website face to match the theme.
There you go.
Okay, Aunt Gwen, listen to this. Tony's the favorite nephew, right?
Yes. I don't know why. Because he's the oldest nephew. That's why.
Okay, okay.
He's the oldest
he's
nephew.
He's the oldest in the first.
When the sun shines, you got
text. Always the oldest, you know. So he started first, so that's why.
I understand. I truly understand. I have an uncle down in Suffolk, Virginia that feels the same way about JP.
It's always one, man. We always got to have one.
Hey, listen. We start the mold and break it.
There you
go. But you know what, too? He listens to me. I says, Tony, you don't have to listen to what I tell you. I give him all of this free experience information.
See, Aunt Gwen, all right. We got to cut you off because you try to get an extra offer.
But he doesn't have to listen. I says, Tony, you could say to me, and you're appearing where?
Right.
When the last time you cut a CD,
right.
And you say you get paid how much for doing what? You know, but he doesn't. He listens to me.
Yeah.
He says, okay, all right, yeah, all right, you said do this. And it's just wonderful, his humbleness, you know?
Now,
for our new listeners that don't know Aunt Gwen, we have a 3 o'clock preaching hour where Aunt Gwen is the presiding bishop.
Presiding prelate.
Prelate. I'm just the co-pastor. I just do the tag team,
oh,
and she's very, very anointed woman of God.
Well, praise the Lord.
I don't say that about a lot of people because a lot of people say they're anointed, and you can be anointed to be messy.
Yeah, that is okay. True. Because God is not in mess, is he?
No, that's he's not right. In mess.
That's no. Right,
he's a
everything
God of order.
He does is decent and in order.
That's right. Right. That's
I don't
right.
know. I'm about to get you and Sunshine on here. I may have to just take a seat back and be a
you an advisor?
No, I'm going to be an usher. So.
No, you get those two together and it's all over, JP. Trust me, man. That's a tag team right there.
Imagine all three of us in a service.
Mm.
Mm. Well, we'll have to talk to Wes Morgan about that.
But you know what? What God does, he says your gift will do what?
All right. Make room for you, Gwen. That's what you tell me all the time.
Yes.
And you know what? I believe that and I receive it.
Yes.
Because you know what? You're not doing it for any greedy intentions.
No. Not at all.
Because really think about it. You have your job. God is providing. He's still providing.
Yes.
So anything is extra. It's extra. Not, the extra is not for you.
That is true.
See, I think we get it twisted. We think the extra is for us. The extra is not for you. The extra is for other people that need to get to the next level.
And you know what? It's not by how good we are or how well we did this. It only happens because of God's favor.
Yes,
and
right.
He only has favor if he's pleased with whatever it is that we're doing.
That's right.
Now, you may not dot every I and cross every T.
It doesn't know. It's your heart. It's what's there intent. The intent of the heart. Guard your heart with all diligence. No matter what you do, it's the heart. They say, charge it to my head and not my heart.
That's right.
It's the intent of the heart.
Right. That's why I have more respect for people that could be real.
Yes.
As opposed to be candid.
Right. Exactly.
Because if you really think about it, somebody's going to be real. Really doesn't have any reason to lie or make up a story. It takes too much trouble for them. That's not their nature. That's not their personality.
Absolutely.
People are just going to come up and say, you know what? This is what it is.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Straight up.
Straight up. Well, thank you, Gwen. We're going to try and get some music on.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for the sermon.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Notice he said, we're going to try, but I feel the Lord. I feel an anointing and a spirit that's pulling us in, Aunt Gwen.
Well, praise God. You know, there's a reason for it.
That's right.
There is a reason. Yes, and when two or more agree, when we meet and agree.
Well, listen, Aunt Gwen, you don't need no more than two people. You can agree by yourself.
Well, if one can send 1,000, two can do what? Send 10,000 to flight?
I ain't going to say nothing else because she just got them coming. She got them coming.
And our theme is this year for our Youth in Action was warriors.
Uh-huh.
On the front line for Christ. Now, you got to have warriors. And this was children. They need to know that they have to be girdled up. They have to be ready.
Wow.
This is a warfare. This is a spiritual warfare.
You know
so
what?
We have to be
Aunt Gwen, you in another conversation that I just had. So if you're in warfare, you have to be physically fit, right?
You have to be fit.
Wow.
Because if you're not, what's going to happen? You're going to be consumed by the enemy.
Aunt Gwen, go to bed because you're all in my other conversation. Wow. I just had this conversation with Sunshine like 5 minutes ago before you just called.
God's validated it. That's all he did.
See, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. We're going to say no more.
Yeah, I ain't saying no more.
Try the spirit by the... Come on, help me.
By the spirit.
All right, now. Finish it. Thank you, Lord. That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
spirit
Evangelist.
Spirit by the spirit.
I got stuck.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you so much.
What do you say, Tony? This is not scripted?
It's not scripted.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
There's a certain anointing that comes over this station.
Yes,
that's the way we flow. That's the way we flow here on Gospel Jazzations.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gwen. Appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
As always.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, and
we enjoy it too.
And for all the new listeners, I just want to let y'all know, Mom Gwen, she's the one responsible for me playing saxophone. You know, she's the one who encouraged me. She gave me her clarinet when I was in the sixth grade. I played clarinet for 2 years, and she encouraged me to play in saxophone because I always wanted to play the drums. So I tell that story every time.
But he didn't have to listen.
That's true.
So
That's
I understand, Aunt Gwen. You get the other publishing money.
And then one night we were sitting on his parents' backyard after he was playing for one of their birthdays. And my niece, Denise, was there who works for the UN. So we started talking. She was Tony's manager. I asked her, Denise, how do I get Tony to come down to Georgia? She says, well, maybe we can work something out.
Who's Denise, your cousin?
Yeah, we were just playing, playing role play.
We
were just fooling around. She was my manager, and Gwen was trying to do something, so she was playing like my manager there, so we did a little something. We did a little skit play there, but it turned out to be a real deal.
It turned out, and he was 3 years consecutive coming down to Georgia, doing a concert for us.
Now that he has the keys to Bermuda.
Tony, tell about Mothership. What, you big down here? She would say every year he would be blowing up. Oh, Tony's big down here. Then she got where she'd say, Tony's big everywhere.
Yes, he is. Got the key to cities.
No, man. No, it's just a blessing, Gwen. You know that, girl. Thank
but
you
it's
so
God.
Much.
It's the favorite
It's all God.
God.
Yes. That's right.
People do things for you, Tony. They don't even know why.
I know. That's all I can say now, Gwen, because it was just God for me just to meet Brother Wes in Bermuda all that way, and now he's inviting us over to his home church in Nashville and trying to work with him in the future, and it's just a blessing of God. I mean, this guy is internationally known, a blessing, and just to be able to fellowship with him personally is just a blessing to me as well.
But so. Isn't it something just how close things are? This world is just getting smaller and smaller.
Yes, it is.
You think this was a big, vast universe.
Right,
and everything is just intertwined.
Mm-hmm,
one
mm-hmm.
thing for, with another.
That's right. That's right.
It's just connected.
Yes, connected. That's it. All right, Gil, we're going to let you go to bed, girl. I know you got to work tomorrow, so go ahead and turn in if you can.
Now y'all got me hyped. You got me ready, and now you're going to turn me off just like that.
Just like that.
Ooh, I ain't cutting you off. I ain't saying nothing. I'm going to let you go. When you finish, I'm going to have my orphan and leave it right on the table.
Well, we have to have, you know, people to look forward to in the future. You know, yeah. Just got to keep them,
yeah.
Well, keep
just,
them wanting
just pray
more.
For me, y'all.
We always do, Gwen.
Pray for
absolutely.
Me, too.
Absolutely. That's my Aunt Gwen, brown skin, 007 out there in San Antonio.
CC.
And Sister CC, and hopefully your mom's listening out as well, Pastor Smith, Brother Brown Skin. Appreciate you. But to Gwen, thank you once again.
You're welcome. God bless you all. Just continue doing what you're doing.
We will. I just want to have you on for a few minutes, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
A few I'll minutes. She's about to get an honorarium.
And Sunshine is right at the front, ready to fill up the plate.
Ready to run with it.
Ready to run with it. But we thank you, and we love you so much, Gwen.
Love you, too.
Love
all
you.
Right.
All right. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right.
Good night. You can't get no better than that.
I'm telling you, man.
You just can't. I don't care what preacher you go get. I'll put Aunt Gwen up any day.
Any day, man. Any day.
Aunt Gwen, you like to say a few words about the Lord?
Y'all might as well just sit right down. Let's just close
Take
them
your
doors.
Shoes off. Get comfortable. Get close the door. Nobody walk in the aisle.
All right. We're going to be here for a while.
Because we about to go in. And you will pay attention. Did you hear me?
She will make you pay attention, that's for sure. She'll keep you, man. Anyway, you know what, JP? Let's get into your project, brother, since we're on that mind frame.
Okay.
What track you want to get into, brother?
You pick one.
Pick one. All right, all right. Let's go into a Wonderful, all right?
Okay.
It is JP, his forthcoming project, right here on Gospel Jazzations, and he's just being real, too. Just talking about real ministry, and I'm glad you're doing this, man.
Thank you.
Real, real.
Well, you can only talk about being delivered if you went through some tests.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a testimony if you haven't. You can't have a testimony. You ain't been tested.
There you go.
And Brother West spoke about that earlier this morning.
Yes, indeed.
You know, you went through a lot of tests and trials and tribulations, and I've done the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in church, parents keep you in church, dealing with certain relationships And I could tell it because I'm not ashamed to tell it.
There you go, man.
Going through several marriages,
mm-hmm.
bad marriages that had failed because
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to listen and do my own thing.
Right, right.
But God had to take me through those bad relationships in order for me to have the relationship that I have now with my present wife, which is all good now. Because then God can move you to the next level that we spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, well, why you always tell that story, man? You ain't embarrassed? No, I ain't embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I got nothing to be embarrassed about.
Right.
First,
right.
I'm a real dude. I'm a real man.
Tell me
I have nothing
like
to be embarrassed. My life is good now. God is good. Family's good. I got a little boy on the way.
Yeah, man. In the next few weeks or so, bro.
Another 2 weeks. Got his nursery all together. Put the border up last night.
Yeah, I called you up on Saturday, man. You working. You doing. Hanging shelves.
Hanging shelves. Moving bookcases. You know, and it got to the point where I had to redo my studio, do some rewiring in the studio.
Wow,
so.
Man, you've been working hard, brother.
Yeah.
And you poured some concrete yesterday, too?
No, that's going to be poured tomorrow. That's going to be poured to tomorrow.
I'll put them on, man.
Okay. And so it's just about being real, you know, and I thank God for the test he had to take me through and the bad relationships he had to take me through with being in church. But it brought me to the point where, you know what, God was still merciful on me,
mm-hmm.
on little old me, to say, you know what, you can make it. And you know what, there's a message out there to tell everybody else, you know what, you can make it, because if I made it, you definitely can make it.
Amen on that, brother. Amen. That's JP talking, y'all. And we have a call on the line. Who's this?
It's Conflict the Dunkor.
Come back to the spirit. Come back to the spirit. The devil is a liar.
See, This is our West Coast correspondent, Brother Kevin Moore, calling all the way from Oakland, California. What's going on, Kev?
Where is Don Cork?
We don't know.
He's allegedly. He's asleep, bro.
Let's not even go there tonight. We'll wait for next week. Marinate for a week, but yeah. Y'all, you guys have been right on point from the Wes and Gwen, and it's kind of a season that I've been going in as far as ministry. Mm-hmm. As I've been traveling, you know, normally, you know, because I'm more wanting to give the people more than just playing. So right. I always ask God, you know, what can I say? What can I give to the people? So these last several months I've been traveling, and God's been kind of dealing with me with the scriptures that you oftentimes read in the Word of God, where Jesus healed and opened the blinded eyes and, you know, set the captives. We know those stories. But then there was those other scriptures where the woman with the issue of blood, or the leper that came back, and he said, "Thy faith has made thee." What'd he do, JP? Made him what?
Made him whole.
Made him whole. So that God will show me that there's a difference. Sometimes a difference in when you are desperate for God, or wanting to really, like Angwin was saying, you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired of that situation, but right. You just don't know. So you have to kind of come out of that normal atmosphere that you're used to being in, and you have to kind of press your way to God. And he's in a season right now where I'm thinking, well, I believe that he's doing more than just healing people. He's making them whole so they can be really effective witnesses for him in this last and evil day that we're living in. And I challenge people, you know, to come out of your norm, and when you're in worship and praise in church, you need to just come out of that normal spot you're used to sitting in, and, you know, really press in, you know, and get into God, because I believe that he wants to do that for,
yes,
you know, everybody, you
That's
know,
right.
make you whole. You know, sometimes when you're, as a kid, you fall and you get scarred, and you can kind of look back and look at that scar and say, I remember when that happened, but what happens when God makes you whole?
Right.
Or you don't remember that, you know, just like he throws your sea into the seas, your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Well, what about when he makes you whole? Because a lot of times there are certain things that you just don't want to remember.
Right.
Because it brings up so much negativity or hurt or whatever. So, Lord, make that part of what happened to me, make it whole.
Exactly.
And I still want to be a witness in that area, but let me go forth without really being, Satan always bringing that up in my face.
Right.
You know, I just want to be completely whole from that, and that way I can be that much more of an effective witness, I believe. So,
yes,
I just, but yeah, Glenn was on it, because I type in my phone and I look at it anytime the enemy tries to come and bring up, you know, stuff, you know, because like you guys were saying, we're all been through something.
Mm-hmm.
But I there's the theme on my phone when I open it up. It says, "New life must and will begin again every day for me." So it's something new, you know, just like his new mercy. So it's got to begin new for me
right.
every day. So I just look for it every morning. Okay, it's a new start, it's a new beginning, new, you know, new faith, new favor with God. Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yes,
that's deep, Kev.
Yes, sir. Yes,
let
sir.
Me ask you a question, Kev. Was there anywhere in the scriptures where the Levites fell from grace?
The Levites?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see them for outside of... Well, no, he wasn't a Levite. I didn't... You know where I was going.
Yeah, don't you go there.
Yeah, but he wasn't a Levite.
And I said to say this. It's I don't want people to get the concept that musicians don't know the scriptures, because we do know the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of us that are well grounded in the scriptures. So based on what we experience, we know how to use scriptures for our situations to bless other people.
Yes, sir.
So we are very knowledgeable in the scriptures and very fluent in them. So
yes,
just because we play these instruments that have the anointed in them, there's also an anointed word on our
yes,
mouth
sir.
And on our
yes,
tongue.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Man, y'all going to make... Man, I feel like running right now. Gwen done... Actually started with Sister Sunshine on a phone conversation, and Aunt Gwen just called, and got all in my conversation. And now brother Kevin Moore calls from the West Coast, and he up all in my conversation. So I don't know what's going to happen this morning, y'all.
Wow. Wow.
Well, when Tony put on Lord, fill your presence with this place. What's the song?
That's the song from Sister Lisa Scott Bailey. Fill this place,
brother.
That's the song right there, man. I'm telling you, brother. That
between that and the other girl that does Available, is that Merlon's sister?
That's Bethany Devine.
Oh my God,
man! Between them two, and then with Wes, his stuff that was going on, man. You know, and Daryl Coley, man.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
It was like, okay, I'm glad the enemy wasn't in the building tonight. You know. he probably circling with that GPS trying to find his face.
Get stuck for 3 hours, huh?
Yeah. He probably stopped at 5:45.
Well, we're going to get him next week, man. We definitely got to eat him up on that bad.
We'll let him marinate. Yeah, man. But, yeah, I just had to call and get that. Gwen was right on.
Yeah.
You know, it's and I think with the circle that of musicians that are really having, and that's the thing with the Levites, you know, they were dedicated to the edifying of the and taking care of the sanctuary, and then you know, purifying themselves for worship. So when that's all you're doing, I mean, you can be that much more effective, you know, laying before God. And you know, so these songs that are coming now, I think we're kind of coming almost full circle to back to, like, when the Thomas Whitfields and, you know, those songs that were, you could tell, were prayed through and prayed out and birthed out of something, you know, some of this stuff that came in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, a lot of it really wasn't, there was no anointing behind it. I mean, it sounded good, but, I mean, it was very few in between that really had some substance to it. So this other stuff, I mean, stuff that we're hearing that's coming from a lot of these independent artists, man, because, you know, God is, you know, bringing us up for such a time as this. So
that's right.
Y'all be encouraged. Yes,
we'll do,
sir.
Man. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. And you too as well, man. You too as well. You continue doing your thing. And I know you'll be heading over to Dallas soon to shoot that.
Yeah, about a couple of weeks. I got your package yesterday. So
okay, good. Good.
Yeah, JP can do the same. I don't know if he's got any video footage yet, but yeah, send me a package, JP.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely looking forward to that. This past weekend we were running and Tony called with some news. Tony is a funny guy.
Tony called with some news.
Oh my goodness, this brother, man! I guess it was just one of those governor moments. Tony, Tony Smith is an undercover governor. Y'all just don't know.
No, he ain't undercover. He is the governor.
Brother,
he's the governor. Trust me, I understand.
Yes, sir. But yeah, but man, y'all be encouraged, man. And
thank you,
keep them listening for a little while longer.
Cool, man.
I gotta do some of them JP duty tomorrow. My wife said I gotta clean the carpet. And I heard you was
man.
hold on. Putting up shelves.
Kev,
putting up shelves.
Moving
and books. What did she say? You better tell your friends either come over and help or get off the phone. That's what Tony said. Because we got the. You got work to do, boy. You can't go outside and play right now.
I did go to the gym, though. I went to the gym. I went to the gym Tony, first.
Tony said, JP said, Tony, I got to go. You know how you used to do when you was on the phone? Your mama told you, don't get on the phone.
You hear somebody in the background talking, you know, making some noise.
Didn't I tell you get off that phone? Get off that phone.
Tony, I'm
doing I got a gentleman that's helping me doing the concrete and the nursery, the crib and the dressing, the hutch and all that came yesterday, so that's put in his room, and the board is up. The room is already painted. So his room got straight. So I told the guy, I said, hey, man, while you at it, tighten up my room.
So he tightened up my room, and my wife had him doing some other things, and we are doing the outside concrete tomorrow. Put up some lights near the garage, so you know. So when little JP gets here, you know, all he has to do is just come on in and do what he do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm gonna get off the phone right now so my wife don't get me.
Yeah, because you're gonna.
And I'm out.
Yeah,
and
you're gonna have a honey to do list.
Yeah, I'm out. I gotta go get some sleep.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you, man. Do your thing, right, man. Later. We'll talk later, brother.
All right.
Kevin Moore. Log on to KevinMooreMusic.org, KevinMooreMusic.org for more information. And then you can hit him up on his MySpace site. You can just go to Gospel Jazz Nation's MySpace site, and you'll see all of our MySpace sites there. Check him out. Brother Wes Morgan is there. Melanie Violin, which I'm going to run her interview about, say, about 4:30 this morning. I pre-taped that. It's about 15, 16 minutes long, so stay tuned for that. But give us a call, 201-692-2012. Man, we've been talking for the past 42 minutes, JB.
It don't seem that long.
It doesn't, right? It goes by
but
quick.
That's what happens when you talk about the goodness of the Lord.
There you go. And Sister Phyllis wanted to tell Kevin hello. Phyllis Yancey, she's just tuning in. She said she missed the 3 o'clock song, but girl, I'll have this show posted online real soon. I got about, I'm a backlog about 3 weeks now worth of material, so I'll try to get that on before the week's end.
What's
all right.
up, Phyllis? The 3 o'clock song was crazy.
Yeah, man.
It was the laid-back Philly style.
Philly
style. In the middle of it. Both had our eyes closed. Wasn't even looking at
right,
each other.
Right, right. But this is JP from his forthcoming project, the song entitled Wonderful, right here on Gospel Jazz Nation's Loving This, Bro.
Thank you.
WFDU 89.1 FM.
I can't deny.
He said,
if only you believe in me, you gain eternal life. I was speaking it on the phone, just talking to my wife.
She said,
baby, just believe on him. I've got confirmation twice. So wonderful
to me, the life you bring.
Cast your cares on him, he knows just what to do.
He knows.
Open every door that was closed to you. Amazing is his grace.
I love someone broken down like me.
That makes me wanna sing. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
You are so wonderful.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
Lord, you are so wonderful to me.
You are so wonderful.
To me, the life you bring.
Ooh, yeah.
You are my everything.
wonderful.
That's JP, y'all.
Wonderful.
Oh, you know I can't sing, y'all, but that's JP from his forthcoming project, Wonderful, right here on Gospel Jazzation's WFDU 89.1 FM. Shout out to Brother William Moody, who just gave a quick call in, checking in with Tone Tone. And yes, you know how we do at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, saying he really enjoyed that Wes Morgan interview. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, Brother Wes, you really blessed a lot of people tonight, brother. So you're going to be back on here real soon, waiting for that new project and that new book to come out on the scene real soon. All right, my man, WesMorgan.com is the website. Going to get some more music on from Brother Wes. This is the song entitled Pray, Praise, Fight. Pray, Praise, Fight. Fight from the CD Look At Me Now. It's WesMorgan.com right here on Gospel Jazzations 3:48 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith. Log on to TonySmith.com for more information. JP is in the house. Don Corey is at home sleeping, drooling on his pillow right about now. But shout out to Sister Sunshine once again and my Aunt Gwen. And Little Munchkin, she's talking to JP right now. Sister Nicole from Westchester. And my main man, Brother Kevin Moore, calling all the way from Oakland, California. Here is Wes Morgan. Pray, Praise, Fight, right here on Gospel Jazzations. WFDU 89.1. Yes, sir. FM.
Trouble in my home. And I know what the devil's trying to do. If he can't get me one way, he'll find something else to use. I'm aware. Yes, I'm aware that my soul has an enemy, but if I submit to God and resist Satan, he must flee. So I cannot forget, victory's always up to me. In this arena, there are certain ways you must fight. If you can praise, and you can pray, then you can fight. Oh, when your marriage needs saving, everybody going crazy.
Keep on praying.
Oh, don't give up when the going gets tough. Keep on fighting.
Keep on fighting.
Keep on fighting.
Keep on fighting.
Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Oh,
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Whatsoever things are lovely, pure, good report, think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are holy, of good report and true, think on these things. Think on these things. And whatsoever brings him glory, whatsoever brings him praise, this is where your heart and mind should be always. Mercy, kindness, and goodness, love, temperance, and meekness, joy and faith in his amazing grace. Whatsoever helps another, no matter if is where our heart and mind.